Okay? And we see this, and God, it's very interesting. You know, what would cause God to step down from heaven to earth for a moment? God is in heaven. What would cause him to say, you know, I better go down to earth for a moment? Well, again, Book of Genesis. After the flood, the people start to congregate in a city instead of fanning out the way God had instructed them. They decide to build a tower. And what does God say about that? The scripture says God came down to see what the people were doing. And God's concern was, well, the way they have corporately organized themselves and the direction they're going, if I don't intervene, nothing will be too hard for them. God recognizes the cultural power of an organized federation focused at a geographical point. God understands that culture emerges from cities. So he comes down and brings judgment on the people building the Tower of Babel. And then, in the time of Abraham. Why is it that the Lord comes walking past Abraham's tent? Well, he did have a message for Abraham and Sarah on that occasion. But Abraham asks him, well, you know, Lord, what's your business? What brings you to town? The Lord says, well, I'm going down to check Sodom and Gomorrah. Right? Okay? God understands that cities originate culture and the power of that. From one city that has a striking enough culture, that culture will spread to other cities and ultimately to nations and even empires. And so when necessary, God will actually step out of heaven to intervene when a city is going the wrong way culturally such that it poses a danger for the culture of the nation or the empire. Amazing. But the reverse is also true. God doesn't come down, and he's not just concerned about cities in judgment.